Good morning. You listen to 4daily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Phil Schrimper, right outside of Cincinnati. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you? It's always good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you. The last time I talked to you, we were sitting by the pool, I believe, at Lake Tahoe last fall at the Floor Expo meeting, so I wanted to catch up with you.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was definitely a great place to do an interview, Kemp, one more interesting place. This morning, I'm sitting here in my office looking out the window, still waiting for springtime to roll around.
Well, how are business conditions in Cincinnati?
Yeah, things are good, Kemp. I mean, obviously, we've had a little bit of cold weather here that's kind of slowed things down, a little bit of snow, but overall, things are good. I mean, things are solid. You know, the builder business has picked up significantly over last year again. Commercial business continues to do well, and the retail part of our business is also doing well. You know, I think as a company right now, we're up about 22%, you know, so far since the first of the year as a company.
That's fantastic. You know, there's no way that the business is up that much, so you've got to be taking business from somebody to be growing that fast.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been doing this a long time, Kemp. We've been in business 28 years, and, you know, we've seen some good times and some bad times, and just, you know, remaining steady on the course and taking care of our customers, and then things, you know, your customers stick with you, and what they do well, we do well with them. So it's been good.
Yeah, well, let's focus on the residential remodel piece of the business for a minute. Most everybody that listens to this has never been to your store. It's in Westchester, Ohio, and it's, I mean, it's 20,000 square feet, right?
That's correct, Kemp. Our facility is 100, and 20,000 of it is our showroom space. Yeah, it is rather large.
So it's a destination. People come there. I mean, they've heard about you, and they come there because they know you've got a wide assortment, right?
They really do, Kevin, and that's one of the things that I've always been amazed by is people come from all over the city. People drive, you know, 25, 30 miles to come to the store to come out here to shop. We get a lot of people who come up from northern Kentucky and, you know, obviously the east and west side of Cincinnati. You know, we're located about 20 miles north of downtown Cincinnati is where Westchester is, and we have become a destination even far as people coming down from the Dayton market. Yeah, it's one of those things where people have been here before, and they're always impressed when they walk through the front door at the selection and, you know, and the different products and things that they can look at, and we obviously spend a lot of time keeping our showroom current, updated, you know, new vignettes, new products, new products installed on the floor to try to get people, you know, experience of all the different options that are out there for floor covering for them.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that I know that you've done recently is you've gone to the Cincinnati Home Show. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, you know, Kip, we actually, the last 5 or 6 years, we've been doing the Home and Garden Show in Cincinnati, which has really turned out to be a good thing for us. You know, we, as far as the terms of day in, day out advertising, we don't do a lot of, you know, television and radio. You know, we're doing a lot of, like, sponsored home shows, or Homerama, Cincinnati Homerama. We were the corporate sponsor of that last year. And then, of course, you know, we also do the Cincinnati Home and Garden Show. And this past year, the amount of people who were through the show, the enthusiasm and true buyers that were out in the marketplace looking to do home improvement. And of course, you know, all the different home improvement contractors are down there, but we always do a nice big booth space. I think this year our booth was, you know, 25 by 45 foot booth, and lighting products, things that we had down there to really make the showcase our booth, really highlighted it and got a lot of attention.
You know, the Chattanooga show was this past weekend as well, and there was an article in the paper on Monday that they said that traffic was up 20% versus the year before. I actually went down there and looked around. There were four different people there selling floor covering. It looked like that all four of them were extremely busy. Let me ask you how you, I mean, obviously you're not going to be able to sell somebody on the show floor in a big convention center. You might be able to show them a couple of products, but how do you hook them? How do you get them so they come to the store?
Try to every year highlight or feature. And this year, you know, our big theme on the soft surface side was Stainmaster Pet Protect. You know, we had a large display of all the Stainmaster products that were down there. We were able to talk about, and of course, along with all the different hard surface products we're showing. But you know, we're really there to sell our company, to get our brand out there, make sure people know about us. And it's amazing how many people that come by our booth that have shopped with us in the past or been previous customers and are looking to, you know, to update or redo their homes. And of course, you know, the new customers we get the opportunity to meet. And we have in the past, you know, been able to, you know, offer some discounts and give them a little card. So when they come to the store, we're able to track them, you know, coming from the Home and Garden Show to know what we got.
So you build brand just by being there, but you offer an incentive. So when they come up to your space, you say, here, since you were at the show, since you saw us, here's X percentage off. And then that's what draws them into the store, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But then get to, you know, kept having a, you know, very professional booth and things that are presented and merchandised well and the whole image of your company. I mean, everybody has competitors out there and you always try to, you know, set yourself, apart from them on how you appear and what your booth looks like and, you know, the appearance of your staff and the products that you're showing. And when they walk into your booth, they can tell that they're about to get a different experience. And I think people really appreciate that.
Okay. So they know they're dealing with professionals, and then you give them a percentage off. So you talked about Pet Protect. Tell me what else is selling now as far as trends.
Well, you know, Kemp, you know, the hardwood business is very, very well for all of us now. You know, that part of it's been good. You know, the vinyl plank market's obviously good, but hardwood in general is just a very, very high product. I mean, you know, all different parts of it, from the sand to finish end of it to the pre-finish end of it. You know, I see it every day when I make it a point, you know, before I go home at night, to walk through the warehouse and see what's staged for the next day. And it's amazing, you know, how over the years I've seen, you know, the carpet shipments go down and our hardwood shipments go up. You know, pretty much that's continuing again this year. So, you know, carpet wise, you know, the carpet that people are buying, you know, it seems like it's either the entry level, maybe on the builder side, and it's definitely the upper end market. You know, the middle of the road is pretty much kind of dried up. You know, people are either, if they're buying carpet, they're spending the money putting nice stuff in. You know, if not, they're kind of looking at it as more of a disposable type product on the low end.
You know, if you're selling Pet Protect and you're selling upper end carpet and you're selling hardwood, sounds like most of your clientele is more on the upper end of the business, right?
That's correct, Kemp. We've been very, very fortunate, you know, to develop a good brand over the years, you know, and develop a good customer base where we've been able to really kind of maintain that, you know, that middle to upper end market. And that's what's been good, really, really good for us. And I guess, you know, when I look at our average selling price, you know, that we purchase from our vendors on the floor covering end of it, it's significantly higher than what our competitors are selling, that's for sure.
Well, Phil, I wanted to talk to you. I heard you've been doing well, up 22%. That's amazing. Again, been talking to Phil Shrimper, who's the owner of JP Flooring Systems in Westchester, Ohio, outside of Cincinnati. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.